Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
So let's just start with the simple question. Are people being released from prison or jail during the coronavirus pandemic?
The parole board and the parole release unit have been working overtime 6 days a week to do everything they can to parole those who are eligible for parole. The board has been going through those cases with a fine-tooth comb, going case by case, and finding those who we can parole, starting with those who are elderly and those who have chronic medical conditions, and then working down the list from there.
How many have been released?
So far, probably around 1,500 or so. I don't have the exact number in front of me. The issue is paroles typically take months in advance to do. So typically, if somebody's about to hit their earliest release date, the parole board is going to start meeting with them 5 to 6 months ahead of time to start that work and go through that process. And so obviously, we were only 2.5 months into this. So there were already hundreds and hundreds of paroles that were already scheduled from work that was done late in the winter last year and earlier this year. And those people are just now starting to get out. There's a law called Truth in Sentencing, which says that you have to serve 100% of your minimum sentence before you can be eligible for parole. And in Michigan, we have 36,400 prisoners. And of those, over 28,000 of them have yet to serve their minimum sentence. So there's a large chunk that we have no control over in terms of who we can parole. Another 5,000 are lifers. So that leaves us with 4,000 prisoners who are eligible for parole right now.
So what it sounds like you're saying is you're not going to get released because there is a coronavirus pandemic, but you might be put on this track if you are already eligible because the coronavirus pandemic has made it more important that people get out of these high population prisons.
Yeah, I think so. There are advocates who want lots of people to be released from prison, if not, you know, all people to be released from prison. And then there are those who are worried that we're just releasing people out on the streets who are going to, you know, harm their family and their neighbors. In general, we release about 9,000 prisoners every year on parole. Right now, Michigan has the lowest recidivism rate it's ever had in state history at 26.7%, which puts us in the top 10 in the country. So the board is doing a great job, and it's evidenced by that fact.
This is WKAR. I'm speaking with Chris Gouts from the Michigan Department of Corrections about prison releases during the coronavirus pandemic. A lot of the time, things like addiction counseling, staying at a halfway house, community services, a lot of those things can be required by a judge that people do as part of their parole. What does that look like during this time?
There are things that they can be required to do. You know, it would be up to the judge, though, if they're on probation and they're put in the community to determine what that reality is, if that's even possible. For us, when we release somebody from prison, we put them on parole, we control all of the aspects. And so there wouldn't be any sort of community service pieces on our end that they would be required to do. But it's really just about making sure that they stay safe, making sure that they continue to meet with their parole agent, but obviously in a different fashion now because our parole offices are not open in the way that they typically are. Our parole agents are going out and meeting with them in the community, going to their house, practicing social distancing. They have to do drug tests, things like that. We found new ways to do that so to keep our agents safe as well as the parolees. And so there's a lot that's different in this sort of new world that we're all experiencing.
Any fears of increased recidivism?
Certainly there's always fears, especially when you're releasing large numbers of prisoners in a very short amount of time. But again, our agents and the parole board are really focused on just releasing those who they have the utmost confidence are not going to be harmful if they're released. But then on the backside, the parole agents are doing everything they can in this really new environment to keep them from committing crimes. But we know that someone is released in those first 60 to 90 days, that can be sort of the real danger zone where somebody's either going to stay on the right path or fall back into their old habits and end up back in jail or back in prison. Usually the two biggest drivers of that are housing and employment. So right now, there's not a lot that we can do in terms of employment just because there aren't jobs. Most things are shut down. Most of the retail or the restaurant industry where a lot of people might find that first job to get into challenges. So right now, we're really focused on housing, making sure they have the food and assistance that they need and the emotional supports. And then hopefully once things open back up, those parole agents will go back to their normal work as well, doing all those things already, but also then focusing on employment and getting them into a full-time job.
Chris Gouts, thank you so much for speaking with me.
Thank you.